Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
When our founding fathers were creating this wonderful new country, John Adams wrote, "It has been the will of heaven that we should be thrown into existence at a period when the greatest philosophers and lawgivers of antiquity would have wished to live." As we move from the administration of one president to the administration of another, we're wise to remember Adams' words and celebrate the fact that we live in a country where we have the power and the right to peacefully replace our leaders when they are acting against the greater good of the country. In between, however, we very often face challenges and setbacks. We need only look to the presidency of Barack Obama, which stands in stark contrast to the presidency of George W. Bush, to see the challenges we have faced as a movement. On his second day in office, President Obama issued a statement reaffirming his commitment to defend the Roe v. Wade ruling, which gave us abortion on demand. On his third day in office, he overturned the Mexico City policy, thereby allowing organizations that perform and promote abortions to be eligible for U.S. foreign aid funds. As NRLC Legislative Director Doug Johnson stated, "President Obama's order will put hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars into the hands of organizations that aggressively promote abortion as a population control tool in the developing world." March of 2009 was a busy month for President Obama. He released $50 million to the United Nations Population Fund, an agency that had received no U.S. funds under the Bush administration because it is involved in China's population control program, which relies heavily upon forced abortion as part of their population control policy. President Obama issued an executive order that opened the door to federal funding of research that requires the killing of human embryos, reversing President Bush's 2001 order that blocked federal funding of embryo-killing research. In May, the United States House of Representatives took under consideration the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. Prior to the vote, the Obama administration attacked the bill and threatened to veto if it passed. The House passed it anyway. The Senate has not taken action on it. Also in May, Indiana passed a law to cut off tax funding to health providers that perform abortions, most notably Planned Parenthood. The Planned Parenthood Federation of America is the largest provider of abortions in the nation. In 2009, their clinics performed more than 330,000 abortions, accounting for more than a third of their clinic income. On June 1st, the Obama administration announced that they would withhold $4 billion in Medicaid funding from the state of Indiana until that law is changed. In a letter to the administrator for the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Senator Orrin Hatch and 27 other senators responded, "We are concerned about press reports indicating that the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, is considering cutting the entirety of Indiana's federal Medicaid match over this issue. While the Obama administration's view on the appropriateness of sending taxpayer dollars to Medicaid providers that perform abortions may differ from the view of the state of Indiana, we trust that you will not jeopardize care for more than 1 million Hoosiers over this ideology. Given CMS's recent informational bulletin issued to all states on this issue, we certainly hope that you are not actually considering jeopardizing care for the nation's 70 million Medicaid beneficiaries over this ideological difference." Even more far-reaching is how President Obama is impacting our health care system. In 2010, Congress passed and President Obama signed into law the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. This law contains multiple provisions authorizing federal subsidies for abortion and additional provisions on which future abortion-expanding regulatory mandates may be based. You may remember that President Obama signed an executive order prohibiting the use of funds in the health care bill for abortions, but even Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, called it a symbolic gesture.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.